First, I want to say good morning. That was a good laugh. So, here I am today. I'm giving thanks. Even when I was young, all of my family was Christian. My father was minister. My grandfather was minister. I grew up in Sunday school. That's why I think so much of starting Sunday school. I know the things I got that the average child didn't get, but my family believed in church. And I graduated. I was a good student. There for a while. At the end, it kind of dropped off. And the Vietnam War came. I was drafted at 19. Still a kid. And I went off to war. And my whole life changed. Everything I had done before seemed to wither away. We used to have a saying that, what you doing tonight? Oh, I'm gonna take a trip home. I'm going home tonight. Which means that you were gonna get so high that you didn't even know what continent you was on. Just to get away from the military. But I made it through. I made it through some times that I would wonder the next day, how could this man get killed right next to me and I'm still here? It was just a thought. That thought went on in my life for years. I tried to drown it out by drinking and doing whatever else there was to do. But I couldn't, I could never drive it out. I think most of them, I didn't want to drive it out. I felt what I thought was peace. So, you know, I knew the Lord was working on me even back then in my 20s. And I kept running. I got a story about my brother. When I first came back, I think I was 20, almost 21. But we were staying together and we was drinking and partying and doing everything youngsters would do back in the days. And after a night of really, really hard drinking, he got up the next morning and what did he say? What are you doing? And he said that I'm going to preach. And he didn't say no more. He left, he walked out the door. And sure as God, my witness, he went to preach. For real, he went to preach. And he has been preaching ever since. He never drank again, he never smoked again, he never did nothing. Although I traveled on, I went on through. And later on in life, I got married, had two children. We were blessed. I had a wonderful wife, which I was unfaithful. I was still drinking, I was spending all the money. And she finally left after 9 years. And when she left, I went totally from that period to here a few years ago when I met Shelly. But I know the Lord has been working, he's been calling, he's wanted me to come this way for a long time. I have been shot, stabbed. I was in a motorcycle accident doing 85 and fell off in the highway. I got a scratch on the back of my head and a broke leg. Well, I thought I was a woman. I could see myself now turning and flipping. And I was wondering, what was the asphalt? What was, I don't know how it happened. But I ended up on the curb about 2 blocks down the highway. And I told him I'm not hurt, just give me a drink. I drank it all. Got drunk and I woke up with my leg about this big. So I went to the hospital. After that, I got shot and stabbed. This was all in the course of 10 years. I've seen death so many times, not only in Vietnam, but even out. Finally, I wanted to get in. I started church again. I think I went 1 or 2 times. Failed that. Fell off. So, after I started reaching an age, I started wanting to be, but not having my flesh was a whole lot stronger than what I willed to do. And I continued. I had another accident where I was thrown through the windshield, hit a concrete barrier. And the engine came in the front seat and it buckled the car and threw me through the windshield. Again, they said I should have died. I had a busted lip. I went back to my old routine. I went to give me some more medicine. But all of those times, I never thought who was carrying me until 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I honestly, truly found the Lord. Finally spoke to me. And you know where it says every sheep knows its master? I can truly say that I know my master. I heard him tell me time and time again, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. And I knew the voice, but I didn't pay it any attention. But 3 years ago, while I was in the hospital, before I went to the hospital, I went to the hospital, and I had finally reached the point in my life that I stopped and thought about where I'd been, what I came through, and I shouldn't be here today. And now, I had a stroke, which with me, it was devastating. I became a person that I'm not, I didn't think I'd ever be. I never thought I would be like I am now. But I found out what God had in store for me. But it took all of that stuff, all of that mess, to come to terms that I need the Lord in my life. I need him. First and foremost, I need him. So I had the stroke. And there were some people that was brought into my life while I was locked up. And one day we had a problem with the TV. And there was a guy there that didn't want to see the Cowboys play. And he turned the TV off. And we got in the argument. I took the cord from the TV and I put it around his neck and I hung him up. on the wall. And all of a sudden, I heard that one little peaceful voice. Leave him alone. I laid him down. And I went to church that next Sunday. And I begged the thanks that, you know, that it wouldn't happen again. It never happened again. But I was in a room where it was 4 feet. Boy, it's hard to live with two people that's under the deathbed, and the other one don't care, and me. So I wasn't enjoying. I prayed for days. I prayed for about 6 months. Finally, I was moved out of that room, and I was moved to a two-man room. Well, it was only two, and I left my Bible alone in Bible studies, and I finally got back to the point where I could do it again. I could listen to the radio, I could do these things, and I started reading my Bible, and one day I was listening to a confession on the radio from a lady that was Jewish. She had a family. Her friend, her whole family, didn't believe in God, in Jesus, I must say, not God, but they didn't believe in Jesus. So they didn't believe in the whole New Testament. They know nothing about the New Testament. And she was talking about how she found the Lord, how the Lord came to her. And he turned her life over, and she became a Christian. And she was telling some of the things her family had let her go. You know, they had let her move, you know, choose. They didn't want to claim her anymore. And some of the things she was saying that she went through, it kind of stuck with me. And the next couple of guys that I was with, one of them was they sent him home because he was dying from liver. He needed a liver transplant. And all he was talking about was, when I get out, I'm going to have a drink. He would tell me, he would just be talking, but he talked about taking his niece, and they were going, and he was going to party. And something in the back of my head said, you need to talk to him and tell him what he's been doing. I didn't. He had 2 weeks before he went home. That whole time, I didn't say a word. The night before he left, he got to talking, and I was sitting there reading the Bible. And something said, didn't I tell you to go talk to him? And I said, wow.
Did you talk to him?
I said, that couldn't be nobody but the Lord. And I got up, and me and him, we had church, we cried all night, we cried. I wanted him to be able to not fall back into the same rut he had. And he finally left, but I was still worried about it. But I'm pretty sure that he was on the right way, but he wasn't quite there. And if he got anything out of what God showed me when I got sick, you know, my stroke, I considered, was a call of God. I really gave blessing for having a stroke, really. it did a lot to my life. But I went through some things that I used to have a security guard and I carried a gun and I knew I wasn't supposed to. But I decided to get out of the church and work. I was a workaholic, 7 days a week, all night, half a day. And I did that for about 3 years, saved up all the money. And at the end, one day the police pulled me over. I had on a uniform, had on everything, and he decided to call me and find out I wasn't supposed to have the gun. So that was the reason why I went. No, that's the reason why God sent me away to get my attention to what I need to be doing. And in that time, he had my undivided attention. If he hadn't been locked up, you will be in a place where you're segregated from everything outside and you can only concentrate on the things you want to concentrate, for the bad or the good. Some concentrate on the word. Others concentrate on other things. But I concentrate on the word. Word only. It was a fighting battle to get there. But I loved every minute of it. And I got out of it what I could from the whole message. And now I'm really grateful. I'm really thankful for the time that I did spend away to really nurture myself up to where I can kind of walk on my own. And now I'm walking. And I just want to tell you that I'm here for any and every need. I believe in this church. First of all, I used to have dreams. I had a couple of dreams where I looked up and I saw myself up here in the pit.
We can make your dreams come true.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's going to come true. It's going to come true. But I just want you to know that I'm willing. I'm willing. Awesome. I walked a tightrope. I'll swim in the ocean. So that's where I am in my life.
Awesome. That's an awesome testimony.